Okay, we might start off. What I wanted to do here was to introduce a couple of topics that people may or may not know about when it comes to SharePoint and specifically 2010. So that's really what we're going to look at today. So a little bit about me. My name is Paul Turner. I work for a company called SMS, and you've probably seen the squishy cows. So that's us. I'm a collaboration VTSP, so I work pretty closely with Microsoft. I'm also an MCT, so I'm in the hands-on labs area and instructor-led labs later in the week as well. I was interested when we did that hands up who's been a tech ed, because this is my sixth in a row, which is quite interesting. My blog and the hash is greener is our Twitter tag, if you wanted to put some stuff in against that. Okay, so this is the agenda that I want to cover. This is basically the only slide you're going to see because most of it's going to be demonstration-based. Just getting a feel for the audience, how many people here have got SharePoint in their environments today? Yep, 2007, 2010. Okay, so mix of both. Yep, that's cool. So that's pretty interesting. Some of these things you'll know about. Some of them, if you're in 2007, you may not know about. So that's really what I want to show. Anyone in the audience using SharePoint for document management and those sorts of things? Yeah, so fair spread. That's pretty good as well. So I'm going to really try and just keep it very simple with the slides. Content types, manage metadata, document sets and document IDs. That's all I want to cover. We've only got half an hour, so it's got to be very, very fast. Hopefully I'll have no technical problems because it's all running on my laptop, so that'll be pretty cool. All right, let's start off. Okay, so the first thing I've got is I've got a team site, which is just an ordinary one from a template, and I've just loaded a couple of documents in there. This should be fairly familiar to you if you're a 2010 sort of person. And I've also got a separate site here. You might notice that it's got a different URL. This is a different site collection, okay? It could be in a different database, it doesn't really matter. So the first thing we'll start off with, which is pretty basic, is we'll look at some content types. So we'll just go into here and we'll create a new content type. We'll call it Key Documents. And we'll base it on a document content type and we'll pick Document. And we'll give it a nice friendly name and hit OK. So now we have a document content type. Fantastic. So another thing I want to do to that is I want to add some columns. So I'll add a new site column in here, and I'll call it description. And we'll make up multiple lines of text because we can. We'll create a new group. And yep, HTML, that's great. So we've got that, fantastic. Pretty simple. You probably have done this 1,000 times. Another thing I want to look at while we're in here is the managed metadata store. So we've probably seen, you know, this site settings area before. And I'm going to go into term store management. So in SharePoint 2010, we have a central repository where we can store all of our metadata across our organization. The great thing about this is I can create this. It is actually a service application in SharePoint 2010, and that service application can be consumed within this farm and also across farms, and it's exposed as a web service as well. So anyone who's out there and has other document management systems, they should be able to consume this information and update it and all that sort of other stuff and have it stored in SharePoint, which is awesome. It's something that we didn't have in the past. So I'll create a new group. Let's call it Department. Then I'll create a new term set, and we'll call it Corporate. That'll do. And under there, we'll have HR, IT, Finance, Legal. And the other thing I want to do with IT is I want to break that up into infrastructure and development. Okay, so we've built up a bit of a hierarchical structure, and that's fantastic. Okay, great. So I want to then use that information in my content type. So one of the new site column types, if I just go back, that I can add in is a managed metadata column. So that's what we'll put in here. And we'll select manage metadata. I'll add it to my core column types. I'll allow multiple values or not allow multiple values. That's an option that we can pick. And then I can pop down my repository, select the store area that I want, and I should be able to just hit OK. Ah, see, I should have chosen something different. Core department, that'll do. Okay, so now I have some managed metadata that's sitting in there, and that's all fantastic. I can go into my libraries. Let's go to shared documents. That'll do us. I can go into library settings, advanced settings, allow management of content types. Then I can go in and add in that content type if I so desire. So we have the ability to add that. That's all great. Then I can go into the document library and I can add a document. And hopefully I've got one on my desktop floating around somewhere. That'll do. Uploading, and I can, obviously because I have multiple types in here, I can see those there. I then get this taxonomy picker. So this actually lets me navigate through that hierarchy and add that information into my document, which is pretty cool. Now, I'm in a site collection here called Core, right? That's where I'm doing all of this right now. That taxonomy store was actually I managed it through a different site collection. And ultimately, where it lives is in my managed metadata service in Central Admin. So I'm able to take that information and share it across all of my sites and site collections in SharePoint, which is pretty cool. Okay. So the next thing I want to do is I want to say, right, I've created this document content type and I want to share it across my organization, across my sites. So the next thing I want to do is I want to go in and go to not manage site features, manage site collection features, which is right there. And I want to turn on this thing called the Content Type Syndication Hub. Who's heard of this? Not too many. That's pretty interesting. So I can turn that on, which is great. So now it's activated. I then also have to make some slight changes to Central Admin. So I'll just copy that URL because I want to use it. Go into my Manage Metadata service and actually go in and, not manage it. Wrong one. Go to Properties. Right down the bottom, there's a Content Type Syndication Hub. And that's what I'm going to add in. Okay, so this is telling me I've created a site that's a content type hub, and this is the one that managed metadata store is going to use. So hit OK. One more thing I need to do in properties is just say that I want to push this out to all of the other sites that are out there. So that's all done. So the next thing I get available to me when I go into here, so if I scroll down the bottom, we get a content type publishing and content type service application. That's been added in by selecting that feature. Okay. So then I'll go back into my content type and there's the key documents one that I created earlier. And I get manage publishing for this content type. So I can go into there, I can select that, and I can choose to publish this type. Before I do that, I'll just go back into the other site collection to prove that it doesn't exist here at all. Okay, it's definitely not there. I'll then publish it. And that's published. There's a couple of timer jobs then that I have to run. So normally these timer jobs would run. You don't have to force them, but obviously because we're demoing, we will force them. So one of them is the content type hub. And I will just tell it to run now. And the content type subscriber, and I'll tell that to run now. And there's a subscriber for every site that you want to run these things on, okay? So what I've established is a hub, put some content types in there, publish the content type, and then, with it, hopefully, if the demo gods are good to me, and they are, that content type is now in my other site collection. Okay? And I can go into this, and you can see I actually can't do anything with it. It's locked down. Okay? So I can manage those content types centrally across site collections and push out that information. Okay? Sounds pretty cool. The other thing that I can do there is I can obviously publish updates as well. So that's what I'll do in here. I'll go in here and I'll create an information management policy. I'll turn auditing on. So this is in my hub. And I'll call this audit everything. And hit OK. And I'll also have the document information panel settings, and I'll say always show the information panel settings. So that's all done. So again, I go into here and I force it to republish. I go back into my jobs, go into my hub, just run everything there, run everything in the subscriber, and I'll do the my sites as well. So knowing full well that in this scenario, my sites is a separate web application, and I can then push those content types out to there as well. And it's pretty cool. So I should be able to refresh everything in here. And fingers crossed, I should see, well, this has been updated, but I can't actually get to those other properties, which is pretty cool. So I've got a shared document library in here. I'm going to do exactly the same thing and turn on the advanced settings and allow management of content types. Hit OK. Then I will go into here, edit properties. Oh, it's a PDF. Don't want to mess with that. Let's do edit properties in here. Ah, what did I forget to do? I forgot to add the content type, didn't I? Of course. Right, so there's my key documents content type. That's pretty cool. Right. The other thing I'll do is I'll just turn off the other one to make it a little bit nicer to work with. And we'll go back to it. And we'll edit the properties and make sure that it is our key documents type. And then you can see that I get all of the same functionality now in a totally separate site collection, which is pretty cool. Okay? The other thing I'll do while I'm here is I'll modify this view. So this is just the, one of the default views that's here. I'll add in core department. That's my managed metadata column, because I actually want to display that because I think it's pretty cool. And we can see that that document has been tagged with that. Okay? The other thing we can do is we can open up this document in Excel. And wait for it to download. Hopefully it's not too big. I think it's only got a couple of cells in it with a bit of rubbish in it, so it shouldn't be too bad. Who's running Office 2010? Who's got 2007? Yeah? So if you've got 2007, what you won't be able to do is this. This is my document information panel, and that whole functionality extends into Office as well. So I didn't have to do anything other than apply a content type to my documents to get that stuff to work, which is pretty cool. Okay? I won't worry about saving it, but what I will do is I will just add in a couple more, because I want to say that's a HR one. And I'll go into this Word document. And I'll make this one legal. That sounds pretty cool. Okay. So the scenario now is let's say you've got 100,000 documents or a lot of documents sitting in this document library. They're all categorized, and every single department wants to have a view of their own documents. So you end up creating like 50 views, right? Because everyone wants it ordered differently, and you know, some want it by date and some want it different columns and all this sort of stuff, and it becomes really unmanageable, which is a total pain. So one of the things again we can do in 2010, once we've got our managed metadata set up, is there's something called metadata navigation. Who's heard of this? One and a half people. That's pretty cool. So what we can do here is we can say, well, that core document type, or I'll actually want to use that. And I also want to have a filter on, let's say, created by, that'll do me. And I hit OK, and then I go back to my library, and all of a sudden, I've got this extra panel showing up. So what this gives me is effectively the tree structure from my managed metadata, but it shows it to me as kind of like a menu. And the cool thing is I can click on these things, and it automatically filters the view based on the information that's there. You can see here I've picked IT, and it's realized that development is a subcategory of IT, and it showed me those records. So I haven't had to create 1,000 views. I've got one view, and I'm just able to filter the content within those. And this works really, really well when you've got lots of records. The other thing we can do here is apply some filters. So in this case, I had a created by, and I'll put in my name. And I can apply a filter on top of that as well. So in this case, it works beautifully because I've got my IT department filter going on, and then I've got my created by filter going on. And I haven't had to write any code. I'm just doing this all purely with SharePoint. No code. You're basically just configuring everything to make it do that. Okay. So the other thing that I can do within my SharePoint environment is I can add something in called a document set. Who's heard of a document set? A few people. So for those that haven't heard of a document set, it's kind of like a folder. What it allows me to do is it allows me to create a set of documents that work as a group. So for example, if I have a proposal, and the proposal needs to have a business plan and a nice pretty PowerPoint and a project plan and a whole bunch of things, and I want to have the whole project approved, how do I create a workflow that runs on all of the documents so that they get approved as a set? That's really what the whole document set scenario is about. And that's pretty easy to do, again. So we just go into our library settings, and we can go into our add content types, and we'll find that it's not here. Why? Anyone know? No? I haven't enabled the feature. Okay. So there's features for a lot of these different pieces, and really it's about understanding them and turning them on. Okay. So we'll go in there and we'll look at document sets, and we'll activate that feature, which is great. While I'm at it, I'll also activate this thing called document ID, and we'll look at that in a little bit of time as well. So I can go back into my shared documents, go into my library settings, and add in the content type, because it should be there now, which is fantastic. Document set. And hit OK. And that gives me quite an ability. So when we go into here, we don't see all that much. But there's a whole bunch of document set settings. So in this example, we can say that we have a document and we can supply a template for that. So when you create a new type of this document set, it will create that sort of quasi folder for you and populate it with all the document templates that you want to establish that set of records, that set of documents, which is pretty cool. Okay? So just think about those sorts of things that you can do. We also have shared columns. That means I can go into the document set. I can then change, in this case, its description, and that will push the description down into all of those other documents that are in that set. Okay, so you could have something like project number or something like that and push that into all those documents that are in that set. So that's pretty cool as well. And all of this is out of the box, remember, so there's nothing sort of too fancy there. And hopefully, while we've been waiting, there's a service that's running in the background, and I will actually just go back and modify the view, and hopefully document ID will be listed in here, which it is, which is fantastic. And it's empty at the moment, so it actually hasn't executed yet. Again, there's a bunch of timer jobs that are sitting in here. And it's on that one that we want to run. So we do run now. And hopefully we should start to see some document IDs pop up in a minute or so. Has anyone touched document IDs before? Yeah, well, again, one person, one and a half. So what this allows us to do is uniquely number our documents in a site collection. And you think, who cares, right? The important thing there is that I can take that document ID and it doesn't matter where I move the document within the site collection. So if I move it to a different library, the ID stays the same. The great thing about that is instead of doing a link, you know, everyone does links in their documents to here's a cool document that is related to something really, really important. Don't ever lose it. You know, the document ID service allows us to provide a link to that document regardless of its actual URL in the library that it's in. We had a question? Right, so the question was around, we've got a document library, we've got a document in the document library, it has an ID, and we want to move it to a different site collection or a different web application. So the question there is well, what happens to this ID, and you know, is it retained? I guess the answer is it depends on the type of document it is. So for example, if it's an office document, it'll be in the metadata in the office document. So it should, in theory, go with it. Will it be unique in that new repository? Not necessarily. Okay? Because what Microsoft provide is a document ID that... so now we have some document IDs that get created. They're based on a fairly well-known pattern. And I don't know whether you can see down the bottom there, the URL. So that, it's probably a bit hard to see. In fact, I might be able to just click on it. Ah, maybe you can just see it from there. But basically, it's the site collection, doc ID, redirect.aspx, ID, and then whatever the number is. That's what you should paste into your documents. Okay? So anyway, going back to your question, Microsoft provide a built-in provider for document IDs. It doesn't guarantee uniqueness across site collections. It's just a random thing. You can choose to prefix this with something different, and that's just a configuration thing. So I can go into site settings and there is a document ID settings area here. And when it loads up, that'll allow me to change the prefix and it will allow me to reset all the IDs as well so that I can force it to renumber everything, right, to make it unique within that site collection. Now, the cool thing is you can write your own providers that plug into here. So in a scenario where you want something to never change and you want it to be stored and has to be unique across all of your corporate environment, create your own provider and basically establish that mechanism yourself. So you might have a database somewhere or a web service that you're calling, and basically that's how you facilitate that. Okay? So you're just creating your own providers. Okay. So, how are we going for time? Whoa, we've got about 5 minutes, which is great because I reckon that will take me back to my slides and we can start asking some questions about those things that we just... Yeah, down the back. Right, so yes, the question was document information panel and managed metadata in Office 2007. They don't work. Right, so the question is are we allowed to use managed metadata if we're using Office 2007? Absolutely. You can go in and set the managed metadata through the web browser. It's just not pretty and it's not integrated into Office. So yes, but... You know, it just means you have to keep, you know, banging the door of your IT guys and saying, guys, we want to upgrade because... And when finance departments start knocking on their door and saying, we hate doing it this way, give us Office 2010. You know, so there's ways that you can do that. Okay, any other questions? Yep. So the document ID, the question was, what happens to the document ID when you're doing versioning? Right, so the document ID is maintained because really it's just the, it becomes a version, but the ID never changes. That's the whole idea. The only way I can make the ID change is to force it to redo all of them, okay, within the site collection. Okay, any other questions? Yep. Right, so the question is the metadata navigation is awesome, but in the scenario when I want to apply security on that, well, in my world, really, that's don't have one document library. You know, so if you have a repository that has documents from all different common, and department is just an example, it could be security classifications or, you know, keyword AAA things or Dublin Core fields or all those sorts of things. Really, it's about how do I take that information and slice and dice it without having to create hundreds and hundreds of views in that scenario. It's not really about security. Yeah. Any other questions? One in the back. Can you assign a document ID to a document set? I don't see why you can't, because you can create your own content types that inherit from a document set. Okay, so I created a content type earlier that was from document, but you can have one that inherits from document set. Then you can wire up all your templates, wire up everything else that you might want to do, chuck a workflow on it, put a whole bunch of event receivers in it, and then publish it out through your content type hub and push it out to your organization. So there's no reason why you can't do that. Any other questions? Okay, so before everyone races off, you've probably seen the squishy cows. So under some of the chairs are some squishy cows, and the squishy cows give you prizes. So who's got a squishy cow? Anybody? Hey, there's a squishy cow. Is there only one? Two squishy cows. Now, do they have numbers on them? Yeah? What's your number down the back there? Three, and your number? Five. So the rule is that the lowest numbered cow wins a book. Okay? And the subsequent cows get a squishy ball, which is pretty awesome, and it kind of goes green and yucky, and it's great for kids. So if you want to come up and grab your book. I've also got another couple of questions. So who... I don't want to hurt you. Who can tell me the name of my Active Directory domain? Betamax. Well done. And what else can we say? Does everyone know where to get the squishy cows from? Yeah? From SMS? Sounds good to me. And who wants a squishy cow? Great. There's more at our SMS stand. So feel free to head over there and talk to us about SharePoint 2010. Thanks very much.